Blog Talk Radio.
She say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. See me at the party, I'm chillin' in the cut. Looking thick as fuck. And she said she wanna chill. Well, baby, I'm tryna turn up. So many blunts on the table, I told her I have to burn one. Shotgun in the box, that gas. Shorty got a lot of ass. This is for the moment, but forever she think it'll last. Too focused up on our future while I'm focused on the cash. Wetter than a swimming pool. When I get in, I make a splash. Talking about relationships, that's not what she about to get. Let Shorty ride on the dick. She say I'm rude, well, call me Rick. Looking kinda mad and try to take a sip from my cup. I told her that I'm sorry, shorty, I'm just trying to turn up. She wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm trying to turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm trying to turn up. She want all the above. In the VIP like they ask what some kin to me. All these niggas frauds, man, I swear they are my enemies. Talking behind my back, man, I swear they got this tendency. Scrolling through my Insta and shorty looking kinda nice. Man, I slid up in them DMs cause I'm trying to link tonight. Then he flipped me to Addy and told me that it's on site. Once I get back to a crib, I swear I beat that box right. Everything was going good and then shorty just started tripping. Not paying her no mind from the Henny I've been sipping. Tried to cuddle when I thought I got a coat. She said, I thought you loved me. I thought I could never love a hoe. Cause say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want
it's time to go, so get it gone and get it go. drop it, I'm cruising so low. She gets serious one on one, I drop the mask and I drop the gun. Glock, Glock, aftermath patrolling, that's successful mom. Getting jumped in time to go, so I said sayonara ho. Made them folks go back to me, ADH, she called me. Get back on my feet, that's the motto, ODB. Banging back in business, hear the drop, back to your place. Oh, fake bitch, dropping beat, oh, jealous, oh, mom.
What's your fucking name? What you gonna do? What you gonna do?
Jealous bitch, get your ass out of here. Jealousy, jealousy, bitch.
Oh shit, that song just threw me off. But what's up?
What? Hello. What happened? I'm lost. Hello.
Oh, that song, the end of that song threw me off. What's up, everybody? Welcome to OG Radio Podcast Monday. We got a caller already, real quick. But welcome. It's Monday. It's your boy Radio Rev. Jazzy's on the line, and we have a caller, so hold on.
Hi, this is
what's
Karen.
Up, caller?
Hi.
How you doing, Karen?
I'm doing good, and you?
I am good. Where you from?
I'm from Illinois. Calling in, Jess told me to, so I'm coming in to see what's going on.
Wow.
Oh.
Tonight's funny, y'all.
What did I miss? Hello, I feel like I'm so lost. What did I miss?
I know. Look,
you didn't hear the song
me.
I was
here.
Just
I'm supporting.
No,
man,
I wasn't talking about you.
Something.
It was a song I played. Like,
oh,
normally,
yeah, that song
I
was
kind of
dope. Yeah. But the end was.
The agent
like,
threw
like,
me
I,
off.
It threw me off. I thought it was you at first.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that ended threw me the hell off.
I'm cracking up. Oh, wow.
So what's the name of that song? Because it was kind of dope.
What the fuck is the name? It's called Jealous by Audie.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure you can find her on Apple Music. Highly positive.
Yeah, because I think I've seen that name before. Okay. What's the song?
Yeah. All the songs we play here, you can find all the artists on Apple. But welcome to the show. Glad you called in. I have a very nice topic for the night. It is, do you agree with this statement? Women fuck who they want, but men fuck who they can.
Isn't
this
what do
you think about that
statement? I think men because they can, because I think y'all like keeping score. Whereas women, you know, I think we do it for love.
Mhm. Mhm. I agree. We definitely do it for love.
Not them $40 hoes. I heard sucking is fucking for $40.
But we grown. We ain't talking about hoes.
See, I think that's very important.
Think,
you need to separate. Like, I think the problem
yes.
is people, like, miss
you looking for?
It so
yes.
much where it's like you're putting everybody in one group, and it's not that. Are you speaking of women and men that are like, actively dating
yes.
and want to be in active relationships? Or are you speaking about hoes and players who are, they're like a whole different category to me?
I don't think.
Yeah.
So this post was from Mango. She posted it on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the fellas have something to say. I don't think it has anything to do with a relationship. It's just a general statement of women can fuck whoever they want to, and only men can fuck who they can. It sounds good.
Okay, so it's like saying that men don't have an option to choose, where you're saying women can't be choosy.
Right.
And even in this day and age, I don't agree with that.
I think
in this day and age,
yeah,
we all can be choosy. We all can be choosy now. What do you mean, Karen?
I don't agree with that.
Yeah. Yeah, and I say, you know, like, just because you can do something don't mean you should, you know. And I think want is more focused on, so he used the word want. I think want is more focused on the mission of what you want in your life, not just a want, you know. Like, you could lust over a want, but that don't mean I want you because I can't have you. Because can is a different from a want. I think can is easier than want. Because when you really want something, you go hard, you have focus, you have a plan, you work for it.
Oh,
just
that's a good point. What you think, Real?
About this?
Yeah, what she said. So y'all can. Y'all out here doing because y'all can, which is actually now is a different from, like, making it more choosy. Like, you can do it, so I'm doing it because I can. That's a different perspective.
The difference between the can and want. Men can definitely fuck whoever they want. There's ugly-ass men with model-ass chicks are fucking who they want because they can. But I get where she's coming from. I feel like...
And I think that's what they want at that time. Everybody's at different levels, too, with their lives. Sometimes that's what you want. Sometimes we kind of level up and become adults. So it becomes like, nah, you know, my focus is different on what I want in my life. So I guess it really depends. But if you got to separate from what type of relationships, too, when you just put a statement out like that.
Right.
Why do you think people are out here just doing this to be doing it? Because, you know, and that's what I'm finding a lot more of. It's like, oh, before we get in a relationship, we got to be friends with benefits at first so I can test and see if I want to continue. And I'm like, bruh, what?
Oh, and how about, let's go get some coffee. I'm not no coffee chick. If you go date me, date me. But I don't need to go get Starbucks.
Right, what is that? Oh, let's grab a
lunch break at lunch.
Didn't I tell you men have to test drive that car before we buy that motherfucker?
Okay, but you
want to
test drive it, but let me tell you, the one you buy has the least miles. But you want to test drive it.
Okay. That is not always true.
Hey.
I'll tell you,
unless you
I'll tell
just
you
got
right
tired
now.
Because you feeling like you missed out on some things because now you're seeing, and then now you kind of settle, and that's why they say turn a hoe into a housewife because she now got to look. I got to act right too because you know things change, times change.
It's hard trying to buy a brand new car with 0 miles. I'll tell you that.
No, we out here.
Shit.
And
zero
miles.
Zero
miles. You know the package in it. Why you was running around with all
miles.
Of these other free ones.
No. You said low miles. I said zero miles. That's slim to none.
You say slim to none?
I said 0 miles
so
compared
to
low miles.
All the miles? Wait, I got lost. So you saying you want her to have all the miles?
We would prefer 0 miles. But that's hard to find.
Right.
So
how can
go
you
for
prefer
it.
Zero
but
miles
as you
but then
get
you
older,
to
the
test them and have
just,
them have all this experience. That,
yeah,
that
exactly.
makes sense now.
You
don't have
first of
all, to have all this experience and
you could
test them and see how they're doing and they should have all this experience, but yet you don't want them to have all this experience. Like, how does that make that make sense, Will?
Yeah, and then even on the side, you'll want to be doing, like, men to do all type of stuff, freaky stuff with other people, but then you don't want this woman to be like that. So, like, what is that, just a trophy? Like, nah, you can't be doing that. But that's what you like.
You can get all of that and won't ask for none of that at home.
And the reason why you ain't getting it is because you ain't communicating.
I said this before. If a woman has between 10 to 20 men, that's fine. If you up there in the high 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s of men, we don't want that.
Oh, no, that's different. But look, what if she was really good at, and she didn't tell you, and she was just so nice and everything?
What if she what?
I said, what if she didn't tell you, you didn't know, and she was all nice, and you fell for it, then say later on you found out she had like 60, 70, 80. Would you still be with her?
Yeah, I feel like the numbers don't matter anymore.
But you put a number on it.
It's the actual physicality of it. So you could be nice and all this other shit, and I might not know you got 60, 70 bodies, but when we have that physical interaction and I can feel that you've had 60, 70 bodies, I ain't going to want it. I want to feel something. I don't feel nothing. That's a deal.
But I don't think that's
necessary. It's not for all.
Because if y'all clicking and that's how you feel, and the person know how to go with, that's the reason why you got experience.
Mm-hmm.
So she has
exactly.
So you know how to. It's the same way like how we socialize. We know how to switch up in different environments. It's the same thing.
If that bra has no walls, like none.
Look,
none of that through the window for the wall. No.
You
walls.
Got hood chicks running around with booties. Come on now, and they live in the project and they got fake booties and titties. You know.
I don't care about all that. If she has legit no wall,
no, but that's what I'm saying. So they probably could be paying to get their stuff done.
I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about her pussy. If she has no wall,
that's what I'm saying. You can get
that's
that
what
done
talking too. About, Real. She's saying they can pay and
get
that tie in and
that
stuff
done.
They can do.
If they getting their booty done, you don't think hoes up on getting their pussy done? If that's how they make their
yeah.
money.
Exactly.
Like?
Yep.
And let me take that one back. Some women are very free and professional, and they get their stuff done. Even celebrities get their pussies done.
Yes, that is true.
I would love to know how the fuck does that work.
And
no,
if men getting
true,
their dicks to pussies, how you don't think chicks getting their pussies done? Come on now.
How
you living
true?
In a whole
the
new world.
Procedure.
You got to open up your thinking.
I'm asking
how.
Oh, that's
a good point. So you can't. So now, oh, man. So
everything that changes. Is changeable.
No, what?
Because now they can have 90 bodies on them, but if they have money to get it tightened, you won't know the difference.
Yeah, and you see people who really ain't even got like that, they know how to save for boobs. Like I said, tits, you don't think they save for pussies. They save it for calves. They saving
first
for
all,
new body parts
hold
down
on, wait
the
a minute. Hold on. How can you get a procedure done to put walls back in some shit that's been beat the fuck out of?
It's
that's
tight,
like saying
tight,
you can go.
Yeah,
they have surgery,
they make it tighter. Yeah.
How?
It's called science. I don't know the whole thing, but you know what? You should really go and Google because it really is. It's like an eye opener. So many things.
He wants you to walk him through the whole procedure.
No, I've done some shit I've never heard before, so now I want to know. So I can put people up on game. Because you just changed the entire dynamic of the conversation. So now I want to know.
Look, I didn't change the whole dynamic. It is possible.
You definitely did.
I can't tell you everything how they do it, but it's happening. That's why I say just go on Google. You'll see. You'll even see the stars that have done it. It'll come up.
Right. He wanted you to walk him through the whole procedure and tell him
I
how
don't even
doing
know
it.
How the whole procedure done. I don't know.
Okay. If you have to have a procedure to fix your pussy, pretty much. You don't need to be fucking, period. That means you fuck too much if you have to go get your...
Well, let me tell you,
like
a
that.
Baby could tear your walls up and everything. So people get it done for so many reasons. You a man. You can't tell one how a pussy works.
I know a baby can tear shit up, but that is so
yeah.
different from fucking over 70 men.
Toe up is toe up.
Nah.
That's why they got procedures.
A 10-pound baby can come out your shit.
We get everything.
And your shit go snap back.
Just go to the shop.
But 70 dicks is not going to give you a snap back.
Look, you can pay for Snapchat.
That's like saying I'm gonna go fuck me a porn star, knowing that her shit's gonna be wide the fuck open. I'm be like, yeah, I feel all of that. I just feel sick.
I don't know. Have you messed with a girl with no walls? You sound a little hurt.
Yes, I have. That's why I say 60, 70, 80 bodies. I don't want it. I never want it.
I'm going to tell you, did you know that going in?
I knew she had bodies. I didn't know.
Okay,
it was that
so you
many.
Nasty too.
How about
so
that?
You knew what you was going in there for, so why are you surprised?
Again,
but
knowing
wait,
that they
this.
Have bodies.
Let me ask you this. No, I think the most important question to ask you since you confessed that, what was your thinking? Like, was it just, okay, she probably fun because she got a lot of bodies? I know I ain't really trying to be with her. Like, I don't know. What was it?
Number one, I'm up there in age now. Number two, this was college years. So in college years, mm-hmm. you're just really fucking everybody. Just fuck. Everybody went through that college life. So when I met this individual, she came for me. I didn't come for her.
Mm-hmm.
We engaged in conversation. She wanted to fuck. I'm like, cool, I want to fuck. She said she had a couple bodies. So when a person says couple, you don't think like 30, 40, 50, 60. You know what I'm saying? You think a couple bodies. She lied. She had a little more than a. She had a plus.
You was naive, fucking, that's all. You was happy.
She had a football team. She had a football team. So I'll put it like this. And this is around the time my best friend hit the bitch too. I was number 62, he was 63. That's how many bodies was up there.
That was nasty.
It was bad.
Ooh, she was a dumping ground.
Yes. So a man could only just fuck a dumping ground. They can't possibly want to date a dumping ground.
So do you know what's going on with this girl life now?
Yes. She has caught some shit that she could never get rid of.
Oh, yeah. I was hoping for a good story after this. I was just like, yep, she moved
to such a state.
Redid her life, because I've known people to be like that. Go marry somebody, and you're like,
they
done
went
separate housewives.
Hold on. I just got wind that she's engaged now. But I don't know how they have sex because, like, that's some shit. I don't know. I can't be with a woman that got something that she can never get rid of. That's just difficult.
It's not HIV or nothing, is it?
What the fuck? No.
Or
herpes. It's type 2 herpes.
Oh, okay, so herpes. Okay, so herpes, people in relationships is more common than you even know. So I had one patient one time, and he had herpes. And at first he didn't want to tell me that he was there because he was having an outbreak. But I had already registered.
But is it type 1 or type 2?
It was type 2. So, and his wife had it as well. But this is the thing. They had been married for like 8 years or whatever. I don't know who gave who or if, you know what I'm saying? But it's a lot of people in relationships, and a lot of people get with people in relationships that have it, and the other spouse don't have it and don't even contract it. But herpes is really common in the population, and even as an STD, because I hate to say it, with all of this unprotected sex and, you know, the orgies and the drug use and different things. Like, yeah, a lot of people do have it. You just don't. You don't know. And if people take their medication, they can manage it.
Right. Yeah, that's the fucked up thing in the world. Like, literally, in year 2020, everybody's really fucking and stuck in everything.
So you make a good point. So that's why it's so important, even in relationships, for people to have these conversations. Like, it's not uncommon to say, are you bisexual? You know what I'm saying? Or do you have those thoughts? or if, and I'm going to say this, like the way the world we live in, and, you know, and I don't judge even regardless of what you, your religion is. And I say this because if you believe in God, and even if you say you believe in the Bible, one thing you believe in is loving everybody, no matter what their choices are. So even even that is up for discussion on the table when you talk about life goals.
But you know
if
what?
That's a fantasy.
You talk about
a fantasy should be put up there. Yeah, I'm saying
you
bisexual
talk about the
or even.
That's real though. I know orgies and all that, but that's real. Like everybody's doing everybody,
yes.
And not judging.
And that's what I'm saying.
But
so
you have to judge. It's not judging your lifestyle, but it's judging what you could possibly bring to somebody. Yes, that is the case. And a lot of people are now becoming more open. Even men are becoming
yeah,
more
and,
open
and
with that. Like recently, people.
Yeah.
People are on Instagram and Twitter talking about Jeffree Star, how he's dating a professional basketball player, and his ex-girlfriend was, like, on Instagram and Twitter saying, I didn't expect to wake up finding my ex-boyfriend is having sex with Jeffree Star. And people were shocked, but that's becoming a new normal. Huh?
Who the fuck is Jeffree
I don't even
Star?
Know him either.
Oh, Jeffree Star, he's the white makeup artist. He had a collaborations with Kim Kardashian. He's like really
oh,
big
yeah,
on YouTube.
Oh yeah, the young
he's
boy
like,
from Safar. He was the poster
boy. He's really
Safar.
Big on YouTube.
Yeah, I know you're talking about.
He's really big on YouTube. He's a homosexual,
wait,
and now he's
so
dating this basketball player. Jeffree Star, he's basically, make long story short, he had issues in the past with, like, being called a racist and all that. Well, fast forward today, he's online posting this basketball player. He's only professional because he played overseas, but he's not, like, an NBA professional
okay.
basketball player. Not saying that some of them are not that way.
Yeah.
I'm just saying he's only overseas. But they've been posting, and his ex-girlfriend spoke out and was like, man, I didn't expect to find out on social media that my ex-boyfriend is having sex with Jeffree Star, and he got, it's like they're posted in some provocative pictures, to say the least. And you would look at him and you would be like, whoa, you messing with that dude, and you look like that, you're basketball? Like, no, so you can't, everybody's doing everybody nowadays,
yeah.
So yeah, you got to kind of judge what can come back to you. And
yeah,
then,
and I'm saying, like, yeah, you. That's why I'm saying you need to have the conversation up front.
Yeah.
So, like you're saying, because like she just said,
that's
all
real.
Those are real factors. Like, what is your lifestyle? Because I don't think people understand that a lot of times. Even when we look
right.
at, like, the TV, like she said, like, this dude looking like this and you doing this, like, that doesn't mean anything. Like, we got the perception messed up, but, like, people are really living these lives, and you have to ask people, like, how are you really living?
We going for them $40 hollers is what we going for out here.
Very much so. So and even not that, even some
them.
People having multiple graduate partners, and you still can get mm-hmm. stuff from that way. Like you say, hey, are you seeing multiple people at a time? And you know, the new thing is polyamorous relationships now. So you gotta ask, well, hey, are you single? Or are you, if you're single, are you like having, you know, multiple partners? Like you have to. Ask
oh, and even
now.
With multiple partners, you need to ask them. Okay, and this another one, just the same way how we have LGBTQ+ and all those other acronyms. You got to be asking people because some people like more people who are bisexual. So you might like girls that like other girls, but like, you know, you having sex with the girl and the guy having sex, but oh, we don't touch. It's so many different factors going on that, like, really getting to know somebody these days, you really got to be having some real grown conversations
really
and be secure about yourself.
Why people be like, oh, let's do this and do that before we even think about, no, I don't want to do that with you before we're in a relationship. That's nasty. I want to know your partners. I want to know are we exclusive. I want to know do you regularly get tested. Even if you practice that, you still should get tested every now and again, at least twice a year. If you actively having sex, even if you do protection, in my opinion.
All I
want to
know is if they get tested, and that's it. I don't need no shit else. So that paper would tell me everything I need to know.
No, and I'm not saying I'm asking
about
you about your
else.
Partner so much. Like, I'm asking you more about you, your behaviors, your sexual behaviors and appetites. When I'm saying asking
right.
about
but
partners.
But
I'm not asking specific, like numbers. But no, but I'm being serious because what if this – but no, but that's also trust too, because if you're really trying to build something, it wouldn't be find out. You could tell me who you are, and then I will see because over time. Because it ain't like I'm going to be full-fledged like in it.
If you're serious with about someone, what's wrong with having these conversations?
Y'all, because y'all making it seem like y'all finna ask the motherfucker this off QP off the first date. You finna give their ass the whole rundown.
No, that's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying, no. No, I'm saying as you build up, of course, that's like your elevator pitch. You gonna run a nigga away. Come on now, let's be serious.
She asked him too many questions.
You funny.
Y'all trying to scare a nigga.
You so funny.
But no, I agree, but that ain't what's going on really no more.
But well, I kind of think these are first date questions. In this generation, these are first date questions in my opinion, because as you get older, at least if you I think it depends on like you 30 and above, like me.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, I'm almost 30, so I don't got time. Like, maybe when I was, like, 21, okay, we could, like, waste time. But when you're 30 and you're thinking about stuff, you don't got time to waste time, to be honest. So if we have, like, a first date or two, these are important questions, in my opinion, that I'm going to lay out in the first couple of days.
Yeah, well,
If it turns you off, that means you got something to hide, and we don't need to keep continuing this, in my opinion. If you really trying to talk to me and get to know me and build, then these conversations should be up front.
But you know what I find? Even in relationships, these conversations aren't had. So this is not even on a first date situation, too.
Exactly.
And it's like, even when you bring it up, a person gets kind of like, And it's like, I think sex has become taboo. And then also, too, we've been exposed to it even at a younger age. So it's like,
I don't know why it's so taboo if this, everybody's doing it at a younger and younger age, unfortunately. You know, they're doing more and more stuff that, you know, you'd be like, what? These young kids are doing that? And I'm like, what? So it's conversations that should be had. You know, like certain things people are doing that I may not, you know.
You could blame TV, you could blame media, you could blame people like Cardi B.
Oh, no,
blame
I'm blaming their parents
for all
not
that
having
sexual
them.
Shit.
No,
it's
but not,
you
blame Cardi for not
parents.
Having
you can't,
having
you
a conversation.
Can't say the parents. Here's why I say you can't blame the parents.
No,
like,
I'm saying the conversation.
You can have that conversation, that's fine, right? You can have these conversations, you can tell your kid A through Z, right? But when they leave that household, to go to school wherever they're going, out of their parents' presence, you have no idea what they're going to learn, what they talk about, anything. All
exactly.
That shit can go in one end, out the other.
Exactly.
I had a baby at 15. So my parents instilled me everything. They used to give me condoms and shit. But I chose not to listen fully and still ended up making a baby at 15.
You like it?
That's true.
Yeah, but I get what you're saying. They did give you the tools, right? And I'm pretty sure you probably passed those tools on to your child. You may have not heeded to it, and yes, it's not 100%. But at the same time, even when you mess up, you know, you understand, like, man, this is really why they were telling me this. Because, you know, for you, it was a baby. It could be something else. It could be an STD, and it would have been fixed. But either way it go, it's like, hey, you learn from that. Like, hey, they wasn't just telling me this to tell me this.
Thank God I never caught nothing. But, yeah, for my case, it was a baby, which is cool, you know. Like, my oldest now is 13.
It's funny. Okay. So, yeah, you've been having that conversation as he's been growing.
Yes, I have a 14 and 13-year-old, so shit. Conversations are more harder with a girl than it is your own son.
Yeah, because you're a man.
My stepdaughter came to me and asked me some questions. I was ready to go shoot some shit. But, you know, I got to understand. I got a girl. That's my baby. So, shit.
Yeah. But you know what? It's good that they can
come
to
around,
you.
You know?
Yeah.
But it's just good that they can come to you.
Huh?
I say, but that's the blessing that she can come to you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I would never want them to do anything until they have age, but, you know, I told them, if you come to a point, whether it's between now and some point in high school, come to me first. You know, of course I'm going to say no, I don't want to do it, but if your heart so desires that you want to get it up to whomever, come to me so I can prepare you the right way. I think everybody should have these type of conversations with their teenage kids.
Yeah.
Especially now, because Lord have mercy, these little motherfuckers at age 9 humping on shit.
Yeah.
And blame Cardi B, because these little ass girls out here come out some whopping shit. So,
Oh man, Karen, have you heard that song?
Yeah.
You finally heard it.
It is vulgar, but I'm gonna say this: Cardi B ain't got them kids listen to that as their parents. What happened to Disney Radio Kids Box? That's the problem, because they want to act like their kids, they friends, and they at the club. Some of these people, you turn the radio station when you in the car.
Yes and no, because these are being played on the radio, right? It is being played on the radio. Two.
Yeah, so
right,
you turn the radio. A lot of stuff on the radio is garbage. But little kids especially,
for some
see,
odd reason,
all the imagery.
Right?
It's just not Cardi B. It's gang, gang, gang.
No,
exactly.
No, I do blame her because she doesn't have to put up. And it's not even just her. It's any artist, whether it's man or female. They do not have to put out the type of music that they put out. But they do it. You know what I'm saying? For some odd reason, she was looked at as being idolized. Like, people was idolizing Cardi B. I didn't see why or how they would do such. She was an ex-stripper who got famous off of a fucking TV show because her music was trash. She got famous, and she talked about X, Y, and Z, and everybody wants to be this girl. So she put that image out there,
really,
and everybody
so
wants to be
it. She just needed to be built.
No, her music is really trash. Before the Bodak Yellow, she had 2 mixtapes while she was on Love and Hip Hop, right? It was ass. It was fucking horrible. Now, whoever got a hold of her to produce Bodak Yellow,
that's
what I mean. Right,
she
cool,
needed
fine
to be developed.
But,
that's all these artists.
But, yeah, but she's still not talking about anything. There's nothing she's talking about besides promoting sex and money.
Okay, so let me
all
tell you something. When you thinking about what's her goal, what is her goal really? Her goal is to sell records, for people to follow her on the internet. So what is she doing? You got to give, and this is what I always say that, because we like to go at our black people and kind of strip them down to this and that. But one thing we got to do is say
black.
No. I'm going to give Cardi B her props, because as she moves strategically, she has come up, and that's the thing. She needed to be developed. If we were like some of these artists, you wouldn't have heard a whack Cardi B tape. You wouldn't have said that. You know what I'm saying? You know why? Because she would have had that money already invested in her. She wouldn't have been on Love and Hip Hop. She would have still been being developed and ended up being Cardi B. It's just the equity behind developing
Cardi
B. So it wasn't
heavily
like she was whack.
So
same thing when I think of
Swiss
Beat. He didn't even know how to do beats. But he's Swiss Beat.
She's still trash either way it goes. The person who's writing her music is still trash. Ain't nothing she said positive or painted a picture or did anything for me to be like, oh, I really fuck with that.
She about taglines and slogans. It's about taglines and slogans. You could take anything like you saying
it's about
trash,
none of that.
But it's
just
a good post, and that's what they're selling. So you got to think about the marketing.
Selling sex.
That's
sex
what she
sells.
Said.
It ain't about the slogan.
And it's just not sex.
It's
she's selling so
sex.
Many different things. It's a package. Carly B is not just one thing.
Right. Right.
Just
that's
like
true.
Beyonce, it's
she's
just
a,
not one thing. And I think we go negative on one thing because I don't like certain artists and I'm not like, oh my God, this is my big fan. And I'm not saying like I'm a diehard Carly B fan. I like her, but I'm very open and I look at it from a business standpoint in every different way. And we have to do that with our black artists because if we don't lift ourselves up, even when we say negative, we got
to
say, okay, yes, like the
straight.
Content, but I get it. Her section or her niche is this X, Y, and Z.
Her music is trash. The people who write for her is trash. We've always known sex sells, yes, but too much sex is just your shit just becomes trash. That's all it is. If Cardi was to speak on some real shit, I might give her the benefit of the doubt. She has never done it, and she's been trash. Megan came out with some real ass shit. Now she fell into, well, sex sells. So now her shit is about sex. And now I'm putting her on the same level as Cardi, where I'm like, okay, now you're being trash because you're talking about
too,
the same shit.
Time- But you know what? I think at times, too, music is always an ebb and flow. We go from this hardcore sex sells. Like, we had our Lil' Kims. We had our Foxy Browns. You know what I'm saying? And that was sex selling. And then we kind of got away from
that.
So then we started getting the Eve and stuff. But even before them, we had our Latifahs. We had our MC Lyte. And that was clean. And then we go in these phases and ebb and flows when we look at rap. And especially when we look at women, it's never like a lot of us. And if you do know them, a lot of them underground, and they don't even become as big as a Cardi B or even a Nicki Minaj.
Like
and even
Rhapsody,
with Cardi Minaj, she would have been really big if she didn't go to jail. And that was a different type of rapper. I'm sexy, but I'm not all naked. So it just goes in ebbs and flows.
And that's what I would prefer. In my opinion, that's what I would prefer. I'd rather hear your lyrics, like really hear them, and hear and see, visualize the story from the words that's coming out of your mouth versus pussy this or that dick hit this spot. I don't care for that.
But see,
no
you
more.
Never
like,
know what's
it.
To come. They might give you that too. But right now,
no,
this is what's
coming. It's too late. It's
you
too
may
late.
Say that,
it's
and then next thing you know,
it's
next album, you're going to be like, yo, I've been waiting
nope.
for you to say something because it happens.
Nope. You want
to
know why?
Grow,
you why?
Grow, your words
no.
grow, your projects grow.
No.
Mm.
Not. For the
I
women.
Think you
that's
just
want
to be like, no.
I'm finna tell you. It's bad for women because, as we see, if you're not promoting sex, it's not mm-hmm. going to sell, right? Now, Young
and
Meg, we would
thing
never
with
see
men.
Her no type of. We would. I'll get to them in a minute. But for women, right? Again, like you said, back in the day, your Queen Latifahs, your Lady Rages, all of them, you know what I'm saying, was strictly hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have to promote themselves.
I was rocking
right?
as a little kid.
Right, but that faded off, right? When you started getting your Lil' Kims and Foxy Browns who promoted sex, they talked about it for so long, but then what happened? They go on a decline, and that's you.
But let me
you
tell you, but we don't
talk
that. About how they've been talking about sex and rock and roll for so long, because that's why I first heard about sex, not in rap, but rock. I said, but we talk about sex from that perspective in rap. I said, but even still, it was always sex and rock. Even when I was listening to like,
oh yeah,
oh like we said,
that.
MC Lyte and stuff, but yeah, but like.
But
we don't
it's
have those
as,
same conversations.
Because
and that's,
back
that's
then,
a big,
it wasn't
that's a big
as
deal, too.
Vulgar
is it just because it's a
now.
Black thing we're more critical?
So
maybe,
it's
but,
an issue.
But,
you
but.
Wait, y'all saying
no,
this
no,
stuff
no.
fails. So is the issue, is it society promotes this?
It's like this. In order for you to succeed in the industry, you have to make the mass happen. So whatever they want you to do, if you're a puppet in the industry, you're going to be a puppet. Cardi B,
yeah.
Megan Thee Stallion, all of them, Drake, and all of them are fucking puppets. So if they want you to make a certain type of music, that's what you got to do. If you're not going to do it, you're going to be these independent artists who are not as big as they should be. I have way more respect for independent artists than I do people in the industry. They can give two shits about what the masses say. Like, yeah, I get tired of hearing, you know, the lyrics about the guns and money and drugs. I get tired of that too. But I have more respect for them than these industry motherfuckers who are clearly money-wise in the best position they could be. But when they get to talking about, oh, I'm selling this brick and that brick, I don't take them serious because that's not what you're doing. You're fucking lying. You know what I'm saying? You're not really doing that. Like Yo Gotti, for instance. He's been in the game 15, 20, 25 fucking years. This man for 25 years has been talking about cocaine all 25 years. And I know he's not doing that shit no more.
Oh, wow.
You know,
no, he's not. That's not. I like my song, Recession Proof. That's my song, though. I ain't gonna lie.
No, like, it's cool. I just hate that these artists get sucked into these bitch-ass deals with the industry, and they make them a certain way. Like, when Nicki Minaj first came out, she was one way, and then she let the industry get a hold of her.
Yeah,
now
she was harder before she got signed.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. She did used to rap more. Mm-hmm. Then she became pop.
Again,
but
ain't like
lie,
Cardi B,
good
even
still,
though.
But yeah.
Because we're
like
buying
me,
that,
again,
though. We're promoting
it. Exactly. That's my issue, that we're promoting. Like, we're quick to be like, oh, we don't like this, we don't like that. It shouldn't be like this, it shouldn't be like that. But at the same time, we're promoting all this bullshit. But at the same time, it's the whole Black Lives Matter. It's the whole we need to clean up our communities. But yet, you go in the studio and go make a whole song about shooting up shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I don't think we're going to ever go in the right direction that we should. And the music of today is so different from back then. Back then, yes, they thought they had a lot of sexual songs, but it wasn't as vulgar as it is now. You didn't hear them say, oh, I'm going to stick your pop pussy y'all down your throat. Like, you didn't hear that. They said it in a type of way that it was easy on our ears, but this shit now, God.
No.
I want to say that
men were doing
easier,
it.
And we didn't have as much information, access to information. So if we had, you know, so sometimes we compare back in the day, and I get it, but if we had access to information, like little kids got phones in their hands. So even like Practice What You Preach, that was my song. I didn't know what I was singing until I got a little bit older. But that was my song. If I had access to information to understand what Practice What You Preach, I would have been like, what?
So things were just more subtle.
But
and
then,
now they're telling
okay.
you straight up.
Thank you for speaking on technology. Now, we have, well, I'm not going to say we, the kids have this technology. But what they would rather do is TikTok they life away, YouTube they life away, record a whole bunch of bullshit versus using it for actual information. And if they do use it for information, they're looking up lyrics to a fucking song. So it's a gift and a curse. Yeah, they have the gift to research these things, but they're using it in the wrong fucking way.
Yeah.
All the way.
But that's why it takes us to kind of show them some of the ways they can utilize some of this stuff, because, you know, if you take technology, for instance, when you understand how to utilize the access you have in a different way, you begin to figure out other ways that's profitable for you in the things that you do, and that's what we haven't been doing. And like kind of how you said, and that's why we're kind of behind just Black people, you know, because we consume versus learning how to, you know, use our consumption for our benefit and leverage that.
Right. Hold on. Yeah, we got a caller. Hold on one second. What's up? Oh, guess not. Never mind. But, yeah,
they
never
were
mind.
Shy.
Never mind. They were definitely shy. What I'm going to do real quick, I'm going to play a quick track real quick, and then we will come back with our final thoughts as we wrap up the show. This is actually a good-ass show. Not going to lie. I'm about to play is called In the Mood by Veronica Sims. And, yes, you can find her, or Veronica Tim, my bad, T-I-M-S. And, yes, you can find her on Apple because I definitely did. So without further ado,
I'm a little anxious, baby, 'cause I know that you're on your way. I haven't seen you in a while now, sugar, but when you get here, I know that things will be okay. I'm in the mood for you. Come over, so I can do it for you. And come over, I'm in the mood for you. Come over, so I can do it for you. Come over. When you walk through my door, I'm sure there's something sweet in store. Bath water's red, the candles lit, dinner's cooked, everything is cooked all for you, baby, and more. I'm in the mood.
Swinging my hips, no homo, I'm not gonna lie. y'all got any last words of the night? Yeah.
I would say love is hard, relationships are work. And just be honest and love who you with, or who you kicking it with.
Entanglements.
Huh?
And don't be afraid to ask certain questions even if it is the first thing.
Ladies, don't run a man away on the first date, all right? They trying to get y'all fucked together.
Okay, I don't agree with her on that one, but if that's your thing, do you. But
look here, y'all. There's nothing wrong with fucking and fucking on the first date. All right.
I don't know. We don't agree with him, ladies.
We don't do that. Nah.
What? People are definitely out here saying you fucking and fucking.
Now, I don't know, first date, what is wrong with you?
And you honest about that on the first date, or did you lie to get your sucking and fucking?
I've had a lot of one-night stands.
Okay, so y'all was on the look for the same thing.
No, it just, you know, the date turned into a one-night stand, or a date turned into where it went so good, we just ended up having sex. On the first night. It happens like that. The chemistry could just be all the way there, and then, you know, like, y'all ladies give off a certain look that men love.
And look, now we know chemistry if you only have them one night, though.
It's definitely.
It was just the moment. That's what he means.
If you. Okay. I've had both. Does that sound better? I've had one night and I've had some that it just happened to happen on the first night. We took it from there for a little while. People have those things, okay? Those things exist in life.
In this day and age, yeah, you guys are, men are terrible at dating in this day and age.
But men don't want to date so much like that.
Exactly.
I don't know how open y'all people y'all ran into are, but nowadays I feel like people are just like, hey, I don't want a relationship. I just want to fuck up with people. Because maybe in their past
everybody
they went through a whole bunch of
shit
and they ain't got time for it.
They with the
everybody
shit.
Like, oh, I just got out of a relationship, so I'm not looking for nothing. But if it turns into something, but I want to be friends with benefits because I just got out of a relationship, right? That's their whole excuse. Oh, I just got out of a relationship. I'm not looking for anything.
Yeah.
But I want to
be
friends with benefits.
But that's after they've been fucking you and you thinking you're about to be in a relationship. And then you realize
exactly.
You're a rebound. But you're like, oh, shit, I'm in love with this fool.
Exactly.
And you knew that all along, acting like she wifey.
Exactly.
There's nothing wrong with a person tell you that you
got nothing wrong with lying
out of a relationship and ain't looking for nothing. I say all that. Hey, some people got a
and
lot of
people. And they use you, and then, well, wait, here's the kicker. They'll use you and then end up going back to their person.
Yep.
Hey, shit happens in life, man. Trials and tribulations.
And,
you can't go
that's
throughout
not fair.
Life every day expecting shit not to happen. Shit happens. Everything
that's
is not perfect
fair,
or can go your way right off the rip. Shit happens. So I wouldn't.
I don't agree with that, but
okay. 100%. Shit do happen.
I don't know.
The girl of the world,
you already know what you're using
case.
The person for.
But you may not know
misleading.
That. So to you, shit happens.
Even
to
if
you,
the person, even if you saying that, and the person saying, "But I want a relationship, so I'm still gonna be here," you know that's what they hoping for.
Exactly.
To be there, okay. What's wrong with being there for that person?
No, for a relationship, they're only saying that so
exactly.
They need a relationship,
hoping you'll change your mind.
If a person came to you and said, I don't want to be in a relationship, but we can, you know, if it turns into something, then it turns into something, right? They're not looking, but you are. So whose fault is it that it turns into something?
But what does that even mean, if it turns into something? What?
Meaning right now at this exact moment with you asking me, what am I looking for? I'm telling you right now, I'm not looking for anything. But if it turns to something down the road, meaning if month one go by, we cool. Month two go by, we still rolling. Month three, month four roll by, then I possibly we could turn it into something more than what it was 4 months ago. There's nothing
but
wrong
with that.
But that's
a whole lot of gambling. For a nigga who just
I was about to say,
yeah,
exactly.
It could be. But at the same time, you can't fault that person for not wanting to look for something. But
so you're saying as long as you accept me as a fuckboy, maybe.
No, not saying that.
Because if
you're
saying
I
just
want to
fuck you and you're saying, oh, see, look, that's you. Keep your options open. But women, if you're dealing with a woman and you know she's saying, like, this is what I want and you saying this, but you still like, but I like her because that's what y'all do. Even though you don't really want her, you just want her for now. You wrong, too.
No, he's not, because he let you know in the beginning that I don't want her.
But you was pursuing her, so you got her feeling like, oh, he trying to convince me and show me this. Okay, he changed his mind because he's coming over, even if she ain't giving you attention because y'all start chasing.
Man clearly said. Because
some girls, they won't be just fucking. They'll be kissing and stuff, and y'all take that. And you're like, uh-huh, because next time I'm going to get in the draw. Y'all be in it for two or three.
It's not a man's fault that a woman will want those extra things when clearly they know from the beginning that this is not what the man wants.
What?
But why would you as a woman... Well, first of all, if a man tells you that, if I was like, "Duh, I just got a relationship, and I'm not looking for shit right now, but, you know, we could still talk or kick or whatever," would you say yes or no?
No.
If it was an okay talk and kick, and that's what we'll do, we'll talk and we'll kick outside because that's what you do. You don't kick inside of a bedroom.
Okay.
I ain't kicking inside
now,
of whatever.
You
just chilling. We could be friends.
Feelings. Okay, but if you develop feelings, that's on you, not him.
No, but I'm saying we just kicking it. I'm going to keep you at a distance because that's what you want
to
do.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That's what it's supposed to
but
be.
But I ain't saying we
some
fucking.
Women,
we ain't fucking.
That's you, right. That's the understanding from the beginning.
So
but
even
if
you told the girl that and she ain't fucking you, would you still be around? So some girls would be like, oh, I'm good with just being a homeboy.
Right.
Yeah, I would still, because that's the understanding from the beginning is I don't want nothing. I'm not looking for
nothing.
No,
but you said you
that's
just
the understanding
to suck
from
and
the
suck.
Beginning.
Okay.
I said most guys out here nowadays.
So if she didn't give you nothing in 4 months from your thing, possibly we could look at it. So if she ain't giving you nothing and it ain't no spend the night at your house, she rarely even let you come to her house because she already know what that is. So it's a really in and out situation. Y'all more so hanging outside, even in social distancing. So if she ain't gave you nothing in 4 months, not a kiss or nothing, you still, now you're going to be like, oh, I think we can be together. Do you want to do this? What would you do then?
If I started to develop some type of feelings, I'll let it be known. But again,
was chilling being my friend, you was moving slow. I'm actually like in a relationship.
And that's fine.
You feel hurt,
because
right?
From the beginning, and that's fine because at the beginning, the man said, "I don't want nothing now." But if it
okay,
turns
but,
into
but
something,
but now you
that's
coming
fine.
Back and saying you want something.
No, it's not. No, no, no. You didn't. He said, and I'm going to say it slower. I'm not looking for a relationship right now.
No, but I'm saying from your timeline when you say we're reassessing. We 4 months down the line now.
That's it turning into something. That's still stated from the beginning of the conversation, from the beginning of the situation.
Okay.
It was still stated that it could turn, if it turns into something, that's fine. So it's 4 months down the line, he decides, oh, I want to pursue it more than, you know, what I did before. That's fine. But if she decides to be like, well, no, then that should be fine too, because from the beginning, we had that understanding that I wasn't looking for nothing.
Would your feelings be hurt
though? We don't get hurt by stuff like that like y'all would. Not unless we were deeply, madly fucking crazy in love with a woman, but we don't get that emotionally tied to really be that hurt off of, you know, something like that. I could see if he never said anything about, you know, not looking for nothing and shit like that, and then y'all started suing each other, but then it didn't turn out that way. Then I could see him kind of like being, I don't want to say hurt, but like having feeling some type of way about it.
Yeah. So can it really be what y'all say it is and turn it into something serious? Like, I haven't seen any of that, but have you guys seen that where it's like, oh, we'll be friends with Benny, and then it actually turns into something serious? Because I know you see that on, like, Instagram, but in my real life, my people I know, I've never seen that situation where they're friends with benefits and
it turns into a legit relationship. If you're a true man and not just a nigga, then, yeah, that could happen. But most guys aren't men out here. They're just niggas.
Yeah. I'ma say I agree with you on that one, and I say that because, like, y'all want us women with old school ways, but y'all want to be new school men too. So it's like that same thing. Yeah, you got a lot of just boys out here if they're not men.
Right.
Because I do believe in dick power, same as pussy power. It's true. But if you a man, you know how to use that.
Yes, women become stigmatized. That's what happens in some situations. When a woman has that anxious ass nigga, and she around only because she's been stigmatized. That'd be the only reason. But y'all got anything else y'all gotta want to get off y'all chest?
No, I think that was good. I think that was some little bombs dropped.
Well, you've been on the show before. You called in before?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
I think the voice is starting to sound the same as these days go by. But thank you for calling in on the show. You're more than welcome to call in anytime you want to on Mondays when I do podcasts. Tuesdays is Let's Talk Tuesday, mainly with artists. Tomorrow, everybody, we have what is her name? Her name is Kid Catastrophe. She's a young lady who got them bars. So she will be spitting some bars for us tomorrow. Tune in from 10 to 11. Thursday is poetry night with me and Jennifer. We host Poetry Thursdays. We have a whole lot of poets that call in. Again, for those who tune in, for the poets who come on Thursdays, there's the winner gets a cash app of $25 on behalf of OG Radio. We've had, I think the 3 weeks we've been doing it, we have three new winners. You can always have a spot on the show. You can come every week if you want to. Just reach out to me and Genesis about getting on the show. And Fridays is Freestyle Fridays with artists. We have a artist this Friday. I don't remember his name. I will get it. And I will reveal it on tomorrow's show. So again, thank everybody for tuning in tonight. Thank you, Karen, for calling in. Jazz, you clutch. You finally called in after being gone for so long.
You were on vacation.
That'll be
but
getting
that was
on
my bad. I've been. That's my bad. You've been asking. I'm like, nah, we ain't doing it this Monday. We'll do it next Monday. Next Monday roll around. Still ain't did it. But nah, we back. everybody, go to Apple Music, download Treat the Artist, T-R-I-T-E-D-A, Artist, and download Nola F. Ryan. These are two women. One is R&B, the other is a rapper. They are both talented. So on behalf of OG Radio, we love to support them. And that is it for me. Love, peace, and all that good shit, everybody. Stay mindful, be courteous, get a goddamn checkup. And good night, everybody. Good night, Karen and Jeff.
Good night.
Good night.
All right. Allergies is through the roof, bro. Oh, my goodness. So there's one lady. Nah. So there was one lady. She must have been in your head or something. 'Cause she